Welcome to More Than a Few Words, a marketing conversation for business owners. This is Lorraine Ball, and today I am talking to Barbara Canario. She is the owner and senior strategist at Word Revolution. Barbara, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Barbara, tell me a little bit about Word Revolution. What is it that you guys do?
We're mainly a web agency, so we do marketing, communications, web design, but our main focus is in churches and ministries, so nonprofits as well.
Awesome. And so as a web design company, regardless of what you focus in, we all have those same challenges. We get a new project and we get started, and as soon as the customer says, I'm ready to go, they expect the website the next day, but it doesn't really work like that, does it?
That's a great question. Well, the reality is there's so many tools out there nowadays that make our life easier, right? When you think about technology, website builders, there's quite a lot that we can use that they make it sound like you can have it in one day. And the truth is you can. You can have a website in one day. The question is, what is the website doing for you? So I tend to have a more holistic approach to, hey, let's make this work for you in some ways. Like, what is the goal? What do you want this to do for you? And how much revenue or engagement do you want this to bring to you? Does that make sense?
It absolutely does. And
yeah.
What you're kind of describing, it's called a lot of different things. We call it the exploration. I think a lot of people call that the discovery phase. Tell me, as you're kind of starting the project, why start there? And then what kind of things do you do in that phase?
Okay. Well, we starting the project sometimes, and you know what? We all like to see it ready, right? When you want to build a pool, you want to see the water in the pool so you can jump in. When you want to build a house, you're thinking about the interior design and how you're going to decorate it. But the truth is you need a foundation for both of those. Like, your yard is going to look ugly for a little bit until you can actually enjoy that pool. And the same thing for a house. Well, a website is a very important asset for your business. So we need to dig, right? So before we need to make a little bit of a mess first. And it sounds like we're taking steps back. The reality is we are. We're taking steps back together. Because what we're doing at stage is saying, okay, let's look at your landscape together. Let's look at your setting. How are you currently engaging with your audience? What are you currently doing? What problem are you solving? What's your website doing for you? Maybe it's already doing something and you just want to improve on it. And maybe it's not doing much for you. So I want to know those details so we brainstorm together. And that's why I say it does take like we're taking some steps back, because guess what? That's our best perspective, is when we step out of our business and we can look at it from a different angle. So I want to bring business owners out of their little box and say, well, let's look at it together.
Yeah.
We ask questions. So we go through a series of discovery questions, and these meetings are normally very interactive, and they always ask me, do I need to prepare for it? What do I need to do? Send me a questionnaire. And I'm like, you actually don't. Just show up, and we'll brainstorm together.
Sometimes, as you said, just bringing people in and brainstorming and kicking around ideas, you really don't know what you're going to uncover, but suddenly someone says something and everyone in the room, mm-hmm. Wow, I never thought of that, or we've never done that before, but that could be cool. And I think there's also a time and a place for structured questions and structured research.
Right.
This sort of unstructured, let's throw everything on the table, is such a great way to explore all sorts of possibilities.
You see that often. We bring a little bit of a skeleton to the meeting. So there is a main guideline that we follow, you know, that we have a few questions that we're always going to ask you. I just don't want you to think about that in advance, because the power is in the brainstorming. The power is in maybe somebody else from your team bringing a perspective that you may have never heard before. And then from there, we allow these branches, you know, so you ask the questions, but we have to allow ourselves to go in the direction that the company is really allowing me to go. Because I'll give you a quick example. Sometimes they're sitting on gold mines of information that they didn't know they can leverage for lead generation, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, because no one ever thought about doing that. I used to have a boss who said that the best thing that can happen in a brainstorm session is somebody throws out a completely ridiculous idea. You know,
yes.
But you know you're never going to do it, but you don't say no. You simply say, well, how do we make that not as ridiculous? And very often, by going really crazy, you can kind of pull it back and go, well, you know, we can't do that, but we can do this. And it's the power of that, but we can do this, I think that's so valuable.
That's right. Yeah. And allows them to dream as well. You know, I found myself in meetings before where business owners stop dreaming because they never have this time to just sit down and talk about their business. Instead, they're just in the busyness of doing things for their clients, and they don't really have this space where they can come together as leaders, you know, maybe two, three people from leadership together just thinking, what's next? What if? What does it look like? And this is an eye-opening moment for most of them. I used to say that every time I get this, when I ask a question, I know that moment is a moment that we've challenged something, you know?
I used to call those the light bulb moment, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you ask a question and you get the pause, and then all of a sudden you can just see in someone's body and posture that an idea has formed, and they've got what you're asking, or they've got what you're kind of alluding to, and the conversation is about to take off in a very different direction.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So you do this brainstorming, and you get all of these ideas on the table. How do you then turn this into something that lays that foundation that you're talking about?
Right. So every case is obviously going to be a different scenario. And like you said, when we set the foundation, we need to look at what we found. And sometimes here's what I have seen with previous clients is sometimes you will find they're sitting on resources they're underutilizing. Sometimes you will see them trying to do more than what their team can handle. And sometimes you will find situations where they don't even know what the resources that they actually have. And so starting with an inventory sometimes is the best option. But the way that we organize the information sometimes is just based on goals, right? So we want to do what the client is trying to achieve. If the goal is to increase in leads, then we start from there. And then we trace our steps back and say, okay, lead generation is the main goal. How do we get there? What's the goal we're trying to reach? How can we speak to the people that have the problem you're solving? Because they're the ones that will spend the money to solve that problem. And they're your leads. So how do we reach them? How do we speak to them? How do we convert them? I want my design to be important, but I want my design to be informed, not just an emotional decision based on, well, I like pink, so my website's going to have pink, right? You know?
Oh, absolutely. I totally get that. It's great if you have a pretty and an attractive and engaging image, but it's that idea that if you do marketing without kind of the strategy first, and the same thing if you do web design without really thinking about the objectives, you end up with award-winning advertising that doesn't sell product.
Exactly. And that's the biggest issue, right? Mm-hmm. We need to keep everything in line with the goal. What's the goal? If the goal is to attract leads, know what type of leads you're trying to go for and speak to them. At the end of the day, if my clients like purple, my website will be purple, even if I hate purple.
Oh, yes, we've done more than a few purple websites, and I get it, but it's probably not my favorite either. Awesome. So this is really a good starting point. Any other like last minute tips that you would give someone if they were going to plan this kind of a discovery or brainstorm session?
Yeah, so I feel like you can sit down for one whole meeting and just kind of flesh everything out. And I feel like there's a lot of power. One-day VIP discovery sessions where you're pretty much just brainstorming all day long. I found those to be a little exhausting for me. So I would say plan to having more than just one meeting. Maybe you're meeting once a week for 3 weeks. That's the way that we operate. We have with our clients, we run them through 3 meetings. They can happen 3 days in a row, but at the end of the day, I want them to have some time to let things sink in. And believe me, when they come to the second meeting, they come with a different perspective because they allow some time to process and to think and, you know, come excited about the next one. So that would be my suggestion. Allow yourself that time. Don't feel like you need to rush it. this is the foundation. You want to set it right, and then you can build the pool you want or design the way you want it.
That is wonderful advice. It is hard to believe how quickly the 10 minutes flies by when I'm having a conversation I'm really enjoying. Barbara, thank you so much for being a guest today.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
If people are curious and want to know a little bit more about you, where can they go?
So our main agency website is Word Revolution. It's W-O-R-D Revolution. And you can reach me at Barbara@wordrevolution.com. I'm very happy to answer any questions.
Awesome. And we will embed a link to your website from the show description. Again, thanks so much for being part of the show.
Thank you.
If you have enjoyed today's conversation, if you want to learn more about other marketing and web design tips for business owners, be sure to check out our blog at roundpeg.biz and look for other episodes of More Than a Few Words wherever you listen to your podcasts. This has been another episode of More Than a Few Words. Thanks for listening.